here comes the Knucklehead Express.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners up today. We begin in Maple Valley, where we've got a guy who was found pleasuring himself in the woods on a trail. When cops arrived, after people called to complain, and one guy even confronted this 55-year-old man who was pleasuring himself, he told cops he just wanted some alone time. He said, quote, "Bro, cut me some slack. I'm just a guy trying to take care of his needs on the trail." And then we've got the Springfield, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. Already cash-strapped, shelled out, not long ago, $6.5 million for an Abe Lincoln stovepipe hat. They believe it was one of only three in existence that the Abester actually wore. So they said, sure, we'll raise the $6.5 million. Mm-hmm. Upon further review, the whole thing is now being called into question. There's a TV station that did an investigative piece, and they say, you know, there really isn't enough evidence that this thing was ever worn by Abe Lincoln. You just got some dude's stovepipe hat.
This was
bought from a costume shop.
The spooktacular Halloween store down the street. Boo, gotcha.
But our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today is a woman who forgot she had a significant amount of money in her freezer.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Out of Thornton, Colorado, we read about Renee Reese. And she says her life savings, $35,000, was kept inside her freezer in some Ziploc bags wrapped in paper towels so it would blend in. Her theory was, should the house ever burn down, the cash would be safe in the freezer. Well, she returned the freezer to Costco in June and forgot there was $35,000 cash in the refrigerator, in the freezer. I don't know. I dig out that old thing of peas and scrape off the ice that's built up and stuff, and make sure it's kind of returnable before I return it. She says,
I couldn't believe it wasn't there. My assumption is I had about $35,000 in there. It was a safe place to put it in case there was a fire. I thought my daughter had grabbed it. She thought I had grabbed it. Then when I went to look for it to put it back, it wasn't there.
Oh, my heavens. Hey, no. Honey, did you grab that $35,000?
I'm putting my eyes on that. I'm not just counting on somebody telling me, yeah, I got that out of there.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure myself that there's no money in there, that thing is safe from fire, but not safe from knuckleheadedness.
No, and they said by the time she realized she'd given the freezer to Costco plus the $35,000, it was too late. She has opened a claim with them. They say, we never found any $35,000 in your freezer, lady.
Good luck with that. Our 9:30 Knucklehead winner.